Spain in the final of Euro 2000.
On Talking does not, I'm afraid, include any Big Brother wannabes, but instead...
Well, Steve McCormack have done exceptionally well.
Started, it will be nice having for synagogue
squad on Monday.
Unity.
I would certainly say if they don't
the European Union
was injured in the incident
in the Manchester Jewish community. Throughout Jewish written about the horrors
2020 at Old Trafford. There are regular reports on that game too, or you can listen to ball by ball commentary online. Just go to bbc.co.uk/Manchester, click on sport and cricket summaries. Mario Balotelli lines up opposite his Manchester City teammate David Silva tonight when Italy face Spain in the final of Euro 2012. That game kicks off at 7:45 p.m. in Kiev.
Mike Shaft, BBC Radio Manchester.
Now then, the new TV reality show that has everyone talking does not, I'm afraid, include any Big Brother wannabes, but instead it offers an insight into one of Manchester's largest faith communities. Strictly Kosher was a two-part documentary on ITV1, and one of the stars was Rabbi Zevi Saunders, who joins me on the line now. A very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking time to be with us. Now, for those of us who haven't seen the programme, tell us a bit about it.
Well, the programme essentially follows three characters. There's myself, there's Burnett Clark, who's essentially a Jewish mother, and there is a fashion shop owner, Joel Lever, and there is a Holocaust survivor, Jack Eisenberg. And there's two programmes. There was one last Monday and Tuesday night. They follow us around in the Manchester Jewish community, through our Jewish rituals, and the second programme was perhaps a more in-depth look at the characters, their lives, their jobs, how they react between their religious lives and their everyday, day-to-day life. And obviously Jack Eisenberg was talking about the horrors that he endured, obviously, during the Holocaust.
How did you get involved with this programme?
Well, rather predictably, as a rabbi, I'm going to say it was divine providence. That it was sort of right place at the right time.
So it wasn't anything to do with you.
Well, the cameras were coming into Newlands Care Home, which was featured on the film for the Hanukkah party, which was heavily featured because Burnett, the co-star's mother-in-law, was in the home, although she had passed away a few days earlier. And that was the day I got back from my little mini trip to Scotland, where I had proposed to my wife at Edinburgh Castle, and there was obviously a big buzz around Newlands that had got engaged, the rabbi had got engaged, and Chris picked up on that, the filmmaker, and he said, oh, can I come and film your engagement? That's how it started. Oh, it'll be nice having an engagement on the show. And basically, just from there, he thought, oh, my life is so interesting, being a rabbi and the other various things that I did, such as working the care home and checking the vegetables and playing football and being a rabbi of Southport Synagogue. And I think he found it so interesting, and then obviously the fact that we then decided to get married in England meant he could film the wedding as well, and therefore he thought that'd be a wonderful story and inclusion in the show.
Having seen the programme, would you say it was a positive programme for the Jewish community?
I would certainly say that. I've had a lot of feedback from Jewish and mainly non-Jewish people who said they gained a good insight into what it's like to be a Jew, a good insight in what it's like to keep the rituals if you do that, or what people's views are if they don't, because there was obviously a bit of a mix between religious and non-religious people. People said they liked the sense of community of it, the fact that people rally around and so on and so forth, and people enjoyed it. I thought it was people said they didn't realize how much joy and happiness there is in certainly the Jewish religion. A lot of people perhaps had the opinion it's quite a sad, repressive sort of religion where there's a whole list of things you can't do and people are sad and walk around depressed, basically. And people said, well, it was a good opportunity to see that. That's not the case. There is a lot of fun, there's a lot of happiness, and people generally enjoy themselves. And that, I think, came across very clearly in the two programmes that were on last week.
How is it that your documentary has turned out to be positive when so often on these documentaries, the subjects of the documentary absolutely hate what's being put out about them?
Yes, there have been other programmes about Jews that have not come out well, and I think perhaps one of the reasons is the intentions of the person making it. It wasn't there to sort of cast Judaism in a bad light, generally open-minded about what he was going to show. I think the characters that were used Well, some of them might have been interesting, obviously, because that makes good television. I think in the past there's been programmes with people perhaps had been imprisoned and dealt in drugs and that sort of thing, which never puts anybody in a good light, and focused on other sides of the community that perhaps are not used to expressing themselves, perhaps, and not used to being on television. Therefore, it doesn't come across well. It doesn't look good for the community. Whereas this programme dealt with more people who you know, different aspects of the community who could better express themselves, perhaps, and weren't going to, well, obviously hadn't been involved, perhaps, in some of the things that other people had been involved in from the other programmes. Therefore, I think it came out a lot more positive. Also, this really, if you like, the first few programmes mainly focused on the community side of it. It wasn't sort of sitting there for an hour telling the listener or the viewer Jewish laws, how to keep them, and what we do, which essentially can be quite boring. It's not a lecture. It was a look at people's lives, how people live, how they go about their lives. It was much more entertaining, if you like. So therefore, it was a much more positive programme as opposed to basically a lecture-type programme about what Judaism is.
So are you at the start of a new career for you in broadcasting?
That depends. Are you offering me a job?
I wish I had one to offer you. Rabbi Zevi Saunders, can I thank you very much indeed for taking time to be with us?
Thank you very much.
All the very best. Time 20 minutes to 8.